We'll wait.
Oh, what are we doing?
Two or three more minutes.
I can spiel all day on healthcare.
You could.
As it relates
to. April 18th, 2017, House Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness is now in session. We're going to have a work session, and then after the work session, a very brief a discussion about what we're looking for on Thursday. And my goal is to get everybody out the door and back to your afternoon relatively quickly. That is the goal. All right. So we're going to open work session on House Bill 2233. Please read about the bill there, Mr. Volk.
Thank you, Chairman Evans. This is House Bill 2233 requires the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs and County Veteran Service Officers to assist Korean Vietnam War veterans and their spouses, dependents, or survivors in applying for any health care related benefits they may be entitled to. Directs the ODVA, VSOs, and the Oregon Health Authority to create health care coverage and services for Korean Vietnam War veterans determined to be ineligible for other state or federal programs. Declares emergency effective on passage. And there was approximately 300,000 South Koreans that fought in the Vietnam War from 64 to 73. Currently, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is authorized to provide medical services to beneficiaries of nations allied with the U.S. in World War I and II, except any nation that was an enemy of the U.S. There are approximately 45 Korean War veterans who are citizens of the United States now residing in Oregon. We received the fiscals and revenues. The fiscal is indeterminate. There was no revenue impact. The last time we spoke on April 13th, there was discussion about an amendment, and so far there is no amendment.
Yep. So, thank you. So I'll just be brief. We did meet to talk about an amendment and what that would look like, and I think still a little up in the air about exactly how to resolve this. So what we have opted to do is we're going to reach out and try to find maybe a handful of these folks between now and the end of the before the end of the session, and really sort of take like a small sampling of what are the needs and how do we help you with those needs. You know, these folks are U.S. citizens. They're of mostly likely of Medicare age, and if it's really that there's probably some coverage issues that stem from their service in Vietnam, but they're having to do copays and pickups with Medicare, then maybe the answer is to funnel a little dollars to the emergency fund at ODVA to help offset those costs rather than trying to stand up an entirely new program. So the other opportunity is to treat this population like we did the COFA population, which would be a DCBS program, and supplement with some dollars to help with premiums that way. So I think we want to go out and really sample a few folks, figure out exactly how best to serve the need, and then put that in an amendment that we would amend down in Ways and Means. So our office is reaching out to the Korean Veterans Society. We're reaching out to the Rock Marine Group that straddles Oregon and Washington. They actually live in Washington State, so we're tracking them down to see if we can't touch base with them on exactly what might be the best way to go. We don't think this is tons of money, but we do think it's helpful and certainly more than symbolic at that point that we're going to take care of these folks. So,
well, to the point, first of all, thank you for doing that. The second, from my perspective, point on this is that we are still involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are interpreters coming from Iraq and Afghanistan to serve with our guys and gals side by side. So I assume before too long, we'll be trying to make sure that there's a system there. So if we can figure out a process to take care of our allies in this way, I think we can have that conversation. So what I'd like to do, if it's acceptable, move the bill to Ways and Means without recommendation. So it's clear it's alive, but that if we want to amend it, we need to amend it down there.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's fine.
Any issues with that? Okay. Would you like to make the motion? We can actually...
Mr. Chair, I move that we move House Bill 2233 without recommendation to the subcommittee on whichever subcommittee we're sending it down to, the Ways and Means Subcommittee, the Joint Ways and Means. There's no subcommittee.
Okay.
There we go.
Representative Parrish moves House Bill 2233 to the floor without recommendation that the bill refer to Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Okay. And so, just for clarity's sake, Korean are okay, folks, for Vietnam, with potential discussion about how we're going to deal with contractors and also the folks that were interpreters.
Yeah, you know, the contractor issue, both stateside contractors and folks who were not our people and are then come to the United States and they come here under some refugee status or they come here, you know, and eventually attain citizenship. It is a universe of people. We are fighting these wars more and more with citizen contractors rather than our military. We've offset that cost, and you know, I'm a capitalist as much as the rest of the world, but the fact is that some of these contractors are a little shady in how they do business, and they certainly aren't going to be around after they've cashed in with the DOD. They're not going to be around to take care of these individuals who've served. I've got, you know, two folks in my family who were contractors after 9/11. My brother spent 4.5 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. My dad spent 18 months in Iraq as a translator because he flew in English, Arabic, and French and felt like he needed to serve his country somehow. He was too old to join the Army, but that was a path. So I think we're going to see that come up.
Representative Lewis down there was actually helping to rebuild police departments over there. All right.
Yep. So.
Well, thank you all for the conversation.
Perfect time.
Back in time.
See, we talked long enough to let Sal get back for a vote.
I knew you could do it.
We have a motion to move House Bill 2233 to the floor without recommendation, or to the Ways and Means without recommendation. And we're about to call for the Sky, call the vote. He's ready. He's anxious. We're ready to go.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. And we will hopefully have some conversations down there in Ways and Means. Before we shutter it up today, I'd like to have Bradley talk about Thursday and next Tuesday, what we have planned so far.
Thank you, Chairman Evans. Well, the good news is we've dropped all the bills except for the one we just got done doing. So we've completed most of our workload. For Thursday, we've got Senate Bill 79 and Senate Bill 80 on the agenda. For the following Tuesday, we have Senate Bill 61A and 62, and we're hoping to have an informational on House Bill 2895. That's the follow-up on the CISIC assessments in schools, which we're hoping to bring in some folks there on that issue.
So we'll go back to the Thursdays being veterans-focused, Tuesdays being emergency preparedness. I really do appreciate your flexibility. The last couple of days as we've been trying to get our calendar free. There will be probably some conversations around the building about obviously budgets. Understand that folks that some on this committee that and some outside the committee in the Ways and Means subcommittees that affect veterans funding, I'm hearing good news. People are working very hard to make sure that they try to find every last little nickel and penny that may be in couches to try to make sure we can keep faith with the expectations of the voters and the veterans that are dependent upon the services. So thank you all for the work that we've done thus far. We're not quite halfway there, but we are certainly turning a page, and look forward to seeing you on Thursday. This hearing is now closed.
Actually, we're more than halfway there.
This hearing is now closed.
Actually, we're more than halfway there.